Call the meeting to order. Stephanie, please take the role.
Vice Chair Zinke?
Excused.
Representative Brodel?
Here.
Senator Gallus?
Here.
Representative Heiner?
Here.
Senator Walker?
Here.
And Chairman Gibson?
Here. Before we get started, you know, I just want to go through the schedule and some minor changes and just a reminder on how we're doing this. Tomorrow, we will meet on the judicial branch at 8 o'clock for their hearing. Should be through tomorrow. Friday, as we announced yesterday, 10 a.m. joint meeting with Long Range, and that'll be in his big rooms over here, 317 B and C. We're not going to meet on Monday. We're going to take tentatively, and I'll let you know, I have a couple bills, but what I'm planning on doing is Tuesday at 8 a.m. we'll take executive action on the judicial branch. And then just for everyone in the audience and corrections or whoever is listening or not listening, I just want to remind everybody that we're not closing any of these sections, and we're going to schedule a wrap-up sometime during the week of after we take executive action on the judicial branch, which now will be Tuesday. So I'm thinking at this time either Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, either the 9th, 10th, or 11th, we're going to go through every section, close them out. There might be additions, there might be reductions. We don't know at this time. But again, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation that this is what it is and this isn't necessarily what it is. Does that make sense? So again, we plan on wrapping up here by the end of next week, and we will give everybody ample notice as to when we do that. Now, Pat, one thing that might become a little difficult, but I think we'll schedule it by section, so if people are here that morning, people can come in, leave the room, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people. In other words, if we'll start just like we started this whole process. We'll start with PSC, we'll start with Border Crime Control, just go down the line. So that allows people that are interested in a particular section to hopefully be in here, and other people can wait out in the hall. With that, are there any other questions from the committee? Does that sound okay with you, Senator Gallus? Okay, thank you. With that, we're going to open up executive action on justice. Representative Heiner. Before we go into justice, we have one correction we have to make in corrections. We have to correct it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the corrections budget, I move that general fund support of $50,567 in FY12 and $50,449 in FY2013 for the position of number 64111091 FTE, human resource specialist, be restored, and that the general fund support of 28134 in FY12 and 28078 in FY13 for the position of 64112046, the 0.5 FTE human resource specialist, be removed. Yesterday, members of the committee, we inadvertently removed the wrong position, the position that had been interviewed and the candidate selected. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, questions from the committee. Senator Gallus.
So, is the department giving employees numbers like it gives the inmates now?
Senator Gallus, every employee has an inmate number. I had one. I don't remember it. Yeah, what happened was, and of course, too, there was a little misunderstanding on the list. I mean, we didn't want to lay anybody off. So with that, I think we'll just take a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes aye by proxy. Now we'll move into justice. Representative Brodel.
Mr. Chairman, I move that general fund support for the personal services be reduced as follows: $13,820 in FY 2012 and $13,359 in FY 2013 in legal services division, $14,575 in FY 2012 and $14,089 in FY 2013 in motor vehicle division, $15,046 in FY 2012 and $14,544 in FY 2013 in Division of Criminal Investigation, and $1,781 in FY 2012 and $1,722 in FY 2013 in Central Services, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, try a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Senator Zinke votes aye. Senator Gallus.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adjusted base funding for the Montana Highway Patrol be reduced by $183,912 general fund and increased by a like amount of highway state special revenue to reflect the adjustment made in the December 15th revisions to the executive budget, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senator Zinke votes aye. Senator Walker.
Mr. Chairman, I move that funding for the executive protection function be removed from the general fund and shifted to the Highway Patrol Recruitment and Retention Special, State Special Revenue Fund, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes aye. Representative Hyder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of DP 1302, Executive Protection, 1 FTE funded with the state special revenue from the Highway Patrol Recruitment and Retention Fund rather than the general fund. Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I know Senator Zinke votes aye. Senator Gallus.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I move approval of DP 1301 for 8 FTE troopers rather than 9 FTE troopers funded from the Highway Patrol Recruitment and Retention State Special Revenue Fund, and the staff allow the budgeting system to calculate the personal services costs. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes no by proxy. Motion carries. Representative Brodel.
Mr. Chairman, I move the funding for 1 FTE position 4110701 tax examiner be removed, including in gambling license fee accountant 35070 in fiscal year 2012, $34,989 in fiscal year 2013. Tobacco settlement state special revenue, $1,570 in fiscal year 2012 and $1,567 in fiscal year 2013. Liquor division proprietary, $15,703 in fiscal year 2012 and $15,667 in fiscal year 2013, for a total of $52,340 in fiscal year 2012 and $52,223 in fiscal year 2013, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senator Zinke votes aye. Senator Gallus. No, excuse me, Representative Heiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move DP 1202, the IT Electronic Commerce, DP 1203, IT VIVS Motor Vehicle Liability Insurance Fund was $0 in FY12 and $486,170 state special revenue in 2013. DP 1204 IT Just-in-Time License Plate Production Contract, DP 1205 Motor Vehicle Division Debt Payments due to BOI as a biennial appropriation. Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes aye by proxy. Now, Senator Gallus.
Mr. Chairman, I move DP 1303 IT Smart Cop and DP 1307 MHP salary increase per survey. Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes aye by proxy. Representative Brodell.
Mr. Chairman, I move DP 1804 IT Criminal Justice Information Network as a biennial, one-time only appropriation. DP 1805 MLEA Motor Pool Leased Vehicle Return. DP 1806 Criminal Records Identification Section FTE. Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes aye by proxy. Senator Walker.
Mr. Chairman, I move DP 2906, Information Technology Services Division, base adjustment. Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes aye by proxy.
Mr. Chairman, I move DP 3201, Forensic Science Division Equipment, as a one-time only biennial appropriation. DP 3202, Forensic Science Division Base Adjustments, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Senator Zinke votes aye by proxy. Representative Heiner.
Mr. Chairman, I move DP 55012, Major Litigation, as a biennial appropriation and that all funding, including the base budget for major litigation, be provided as a restricted appropriation. Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes aye by proxy. Senator Gallus.
Mr. Chairman, I move funding for the Prescription Drug Diversion Unit to include three FTE investigators and operating costs totaling $297,298 general fund in FY 2013, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gallus.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out to especially for the folks in the department that, you know, we all know that this is a little bit short of what the executive request was, but I think given the times and our economic situation and whatnot, that it's a good start, and I hope they can make this program work for everybody, and I think it's going to be a good one. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gallus. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes no by proxy. Representative Brodell.
Mr. Chairman, I move funding for the Child Sexual Predator Unit to include one FTE investigator and operating costs totaling $97,459 in general fund in fiscal year 2013, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And again, along the lines of Senator Gallus, this is, we think, a good program. It's not quite what you asked for at this time, but hopefully we can move forward with that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senator Zinke votes no by proxy. And what's not included at this time, you want me to go through that, Pat? The base adjustment DPs that probably include rent, gambling control, pending House Bill 316, and plan on state special revenue accounts. I guess, should we wait on this, Pat? Number three.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, that would be your option of whether or not you wish to consider restoration of the 5% plan, except for a couple items at this time.
I think what we'll do with the committees, if you're okay, we're not going to do any more. Again, we just... we're kind of looking at, when we get to the end here with everyone, where we're at. So, and I don't know if it's going to be to your advantage or your disadvantage. It could be to your advantage, it could be to your disadvantage, I don't know. With that, is there any further business from the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you. From the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.